So how is Prahlad Maharaj seeing Krishna?
Yes, he is seeing Vishnu. He is seeing him directly. Because for him, his heart is filled with Vishnu. And Sarva Krishna Maya Jagat. Everywhere he sees Krishna. So that's why when he says, in this pillar there is Krishna. Is there Vishnu in this pillar? He says, yes, he is there. So it's not just a conceptual understanding that he has. Vishnu is there. Actually, he's able to see him. So that is a very high level of manifestation. Now, we cannot prematurely think of it like that. We have to function at our level. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Sthavar jangam na dekhi dara murti. Sarvatra hoy, inja ishta devas purti. And wherever he saw, he did not see objects, he saw manifestations of Krishna. Which wherever he would see a river, he would think this is Jamuna. Wherever he see a forest, he would think this is Vrindavan. Wherever he would see a hill, he would think this is Govardhan. But this is, because his consciousness is permeated with Krishna, so he's able to see Krishna everywhere. See, things connect with Krishna everywhere. So, now, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was he seeing Krishna directly everywhere? Not necessarily. It is said sometimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking with someone, and suddenly, the devotees, he's disappeared. Where is he gone? They see him running far away, running in that direction. Like mad. And they go there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is swooned. And he comes back. He says, I saw Krishna behind this tree. He was playing a flute and he was calling me. And I ran to him, but he disappeared. So even for him, although he's always thinking of Krishna, but sometimes when he sees Krishna directly, sometimes he's just absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. So Krishna consciousness is not a monolithic thing. Krishna consciousness does not have to have only one form. It is not necessary also that, say, thinking about Krishna in his personal form is necessarily higher than seeing Krishna in nature. It can be higher, but the important thing is not how we are seeing Krishna, the important thing is how we are serving Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he could have been in Vrindavan and he could have been just chanting Radhe Radhe, Sham Sham, and he could have been absorbed in pure thoughts about Krishna as pastime in Vrindavan. But Prabhupada left Vrindavan and travelled all over the world and he had to interact with so many things in this world. No, he had to interact with people who were completely materialistic. Now, when Prabhupada met the hippies, their only regulative principle was to break all regulative principles. He had to interact with people like that, and somehow he had to see the spark of interest for Krishna in that, in those people, and fan that spark. So, so the important thing is not so much that we visualize Krishna's personal tribhanga form. If we can, that's fine. But the important thing is how are we serving Krishna, and whichever vision is most suited for serving Krishna, that is what we adopt. So if our service is to cook for Krishna, then we see the kitchen as a manifestation of Radharani's kitchen. We see ourselves as servants of Radharani. And we try to see Krishna in the precision with which we cook the item, with which we cook. If my service is to write for Krishna, then I see Krishna in the way I can use words to glorify Krishna, to beautify Krishna. Just as the pujari on the altar may decorate the deities with beautiful flowers. So a devotee writer tries to use words in a way a pujari uses flowers, to try to speak Krishna's glories using the precise words that reveal his glory in the most beautiful, artistic, appealing way. So, we focus not so much on seeing Krishna in his personal form directly, we focus on seeing Krishna in a way that enhances our service to Krishna.